The summer before I came to the States, my cousin Samson was going to be married in New Delhi. And his our minister, Brother Singh, was to officiate the wedding. He was to be married to the daughter of a member of parliament, equivalent of a senator or a congressman. Uncle George, my cousin's father, paid for Brother Singh a round-trip ticket from Chennai, right here, to New Delhi, way up north. That's about 1,092 miles from airport to airport. However, at the last minute, the bride's father decided, because the Prime Minister, Mrs. Gandhi, was going to be attending the wedding, that he would have somebody more important, like the Archbishop of New Delhi, conduct the wedding. But back then, there was no way of getting in touch with a person who is mid-flight. So I thought, boy, this is going to be a doozy to see how George would handle this. Well, my dad was upset. He said, George is a wimp. He needs to stand up and have Brother Singh preach regardless. No, it can't be so hard. Because it was the bride's father who made all the arrangements. So my dad was being too critical of my Uncle George. Anyway, this is what I saw. As Brother Singh entered the cathedral in the foyer, George told him about a sudden change in plans. And I was expecting Brother Singh to react in a normal human way, upset and all that. No. He accepted what was going to happen. It was so angelic. And he came and sat with us. And after the ceremony, he prayed with the newlyweds and left. Wow. Well, that brings to mind the scripture. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So what is the yoke? The yoke is here, the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19-20. "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always." And so what Brother Singh had done, through his actions, he taught me the significance of going to Jesus whenever I'm insulted or whenever I'm disappointed. Just run to him and bear the yoke with him, not by myself. Share it with him. And the yoke is the Great Commission. That's my call to worship.